Right, we are here at NAFB Trade Talk in the Poet booth. With me is Jeff Broyne, who is CEO of Poet. And Jeff, why don't we talk a little bit about first cellulosic ethanol? Because you just had a field day last week for the collection of corn cobs for the Emmitsburg Project Liberty. How did that go, and where do you think we stand at this point with cellulosic ethanol?
Well, we're really excited about how things have progressed, not only the process, which has come a long ways, and in fact is nearing, it's almost ready for commercialization, and we've really been able to lower the capital costs and the operating costs, but also really excited about the progress in collecting the stover and harvesting, transporting, and storing that stover, or the corn cobs. Last week we did hold a field day in Emmitsburg, Iowa. We had 16 equipment suppliers there. So a huge turnout. Just 2 years ago, there was one machine that could collect corn cobs. Today, there are five machines. Three of the companies, or you recognize all the companies, actually, but it includes a really large company like Case New Holland, John Deere, AGCO, all had units there. In addition, we had Vermeer there with their unit as well as Redicop. So multiple units there that can collect cobs and all kinds of other machinery that can do everything from pick up bales to transport the products to market. So very exciting day for us, and exciting to see farmers, hundreds of farmers, turn out to watch this equipment and how it works.
We've got a mandated level for cellulosic ethanol production for 2010. There's been some talk recently in the media that we may not be able to make that. What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, that number was picked out of thin air, so the chance that we do or don't make it is certainly a risk. The industry is moving ahead as quickly as it can. You can't ever predict exactly when something's going to come to fruition, as we're seeing. But, I think we will gain on that number in the future, and I am very, very bullish about the future of cellulosic ethanol.
One of the things that is a problem right now that we're hearing a lot from the cellulosic companies out there is the need for financing, that the need for some kind of stability in policy so that the financiers, that the people they're going to for money, feel okay about investing. What do you think we could do about that to help stimulate investment in next generation biofuels?
Well, I think one of the biggest things we can do is prove it first. The government has been helpful so far by giving us some grants to build the first plants, which are going to be more expensive than the plants come later on. We've gotten some help with the Biomass Crop Assistance Program and the farmers being able to get some money for collecting the stover, and even some grant money to help buy the first equipment. One other thing we're going to need here shortly is some to make sure that the loan guarantees help these first couple plants get going. Once we have the first couple plants, I believe the investment will come very quickly. So really, just getting over that hurdle of the first couple of successful plants, proving that it's viable, will drive investment down the road all by itself.
All right. Well, now, a lot of talk about the late harvest of the corn crop, but still a lot of talk about how good the quality is. What do you think about the corn crop and how that will affect the ethanol industry?
The corn, we have a huge corn crop out there, second largest in history the way it looks, one of the largest yields in history. I think we're going to be fine. While we may have a little bit of late harvest going on, and they've talked some mold, but it's in very small pockets in just a couple areas of the country, so not again a big deal. I think we're going to be fine. We're going to have plenty of grain, just like in the future. We're going to, over the next 20 years, double grain yields. We're going to have plenty of grain this year. We're going to have too much grain in the future, so we need to look at what we're going to do with that grain and how we're going to turn into energy and food for the country.
Well, I understand, too, that some of the lower test weight corn can still be used in ethanol production, right?
Lower test weight corn works very well for ethanol production. I've been buying it for decades, and it actually has good starch content and works very well for ethanol processing.
What do you think right now as the state of the industry for ethanol?
I think we've come through a difficult year. For Poet, this is our fourth difficult time. I've been here 22 years, and so not a surprise to us. You'll see another one down the road somewhere in 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. I think the industry is back on its feet. Things are going well. At Poet, we continue to look at acquisition opportunities. There's still a few out there that we're excited about, and we think the industry is going to move forward from here.
What do you think needs to be done to really get there, to really move the industry, especially into the next generation?
Well, I think what I see in the future is co-located plants. I see the grain-based plant and the cellulosic plant co-located next to each other. I see the byproduct from the cellulose plant powering both plants. There's a great, great vision for the future of this industry. And I think that, as long as we can keep the government solidly behind us, we need to move the blend wall. The blend wall today is stopping the growth of ethanol. We have a 90% mandate today for oil that needs to be moved. We have a bad theory out there called indirect land use chain. When we can prove that we've used no new land to produce ethanol, it's all come through higher yields, and it's going to come through higher yields in the future. We need to make sure policy in this country are based on fact, and that opportunity has opened up to give us the opportunity to grow this industry and to get our energy from the surface of the earth. The earth has a way of sequestering carbon. It's called storing oil, and oil is the earth's means of storing carbon. Well, the problem is we're blowing it all out in the environment and damaging our environment. We need to get back to getting our energy from the land. We need to get, agriculture needs to provide food and fuel for the country and for the world, and there's no question it can do that long term.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff Broyne, with CEO of POET here at NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.